due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
He's going to wake up and look at the trainer and he's going to say, "Oh, dear God, is that what it's like to fight the beast? Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!"
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you!
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
To the Pain Clinic for July 1st. July 1st already. Half a year is gone. Holidays today, real quick. It's Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. International Cherry Pit Spitting Day. International Chicken Wing Day.
That's a good one. There we go.
International Joke Day. So if you have any international jokes, please call us with International Joke
that
Day.
That could be risque.
Yeah.
And a big joke and the number one holiday today. No, I'm kidding. Canada Day. I'm joking. I love Canada. We are so close to Canada that we are virtually Canadian. I mean, think about it.
I don't know if you want to go that far. Not quite close enough for the poutine donut, though.
No, that's true. If you look from space, you really can't even tell a difference between where we are and where Canada is.
Minus the giant lake.
Yeah, the lake might be in the way. But we are close enough. We are honorary Canadians here in Rochester, New York. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. The whole gang's here. I'll start off with myself. I'm the Cash Man, Richard. I'm here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And, of course, Danger Boy.
Good morning, and what you fans missed before we went right on the air, the Cashman was auditioning for the Dancing Bear role next time they're in town.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. You like that? I was kind of, I was grooving to my dead, like, dancing as the theme was going, so it was
DC
kinda...
and I held hit his selfie stick, so...
That's why, so now he's resorting to dancing.
Wah. Okay, thank you, Brian. Is that your joke of the day? International Bad Joke Day? Is that... No, okay.
Listen, I saw the threat of all selfies all the time today, so...
Oh. Okay. Welcome to the show, nevertheless. We're here to talk about the world of professional wrestling. You can join us if you want to. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 12 is the number. If you're shy and you just want to text us, we can actually take your texts, I think, at same number, 222-1280, star 1280. Or if you're I can't find the link on my desktop for that. So, well, if you can text us, we'll eventually find out how to get there. But we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling in the past week, and it's been a couple weeks since we've all been together, so it's nice to see everybody. On this holiday weekend, of course, July 4th is coming up, and some people get the extended weekend. They get the Monday thrown in. I'm on an extended vacation for quite a while, but, I will be taking Monday off as well. Hopefully you guys have Monday off. Do you?
I've had... a few Mondays off now.
Yeah?
I will be working Monday.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
To be fair, if I was working, I'd be working Monday and Tuesday, so.
But it's like a floating holiday for a lot of people to take Monday.
I'm in retail grocery. We work like every holiday.
True. It's true. Like radio, we've worked holidays here. I remember being here on New Year's morning before, so it's like, woohoo. But hey, we're going to talk about things that happened in this past week in the world of pro wrestling. Just catching up with everybody. I do want to tell you we're going to be out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door July 8th for UFC 213. Stack, stack, stack card. That is 1 week from today. Cannot wait for that.
Fight week.
Yeah, fight week this whole week. There's going to be three different events going on this week where you can tune into FS1 or Fight Pass and you can watch, almost pay-per-view quality fights all week. This is like their showcase week in Vegas. That's what UFC does every year, is have this one full week where every fighter in their company is in town and usually fighting. And now I'm starting to see a lot of hype for the Jones Cormier fight too. It just started avalanching this past
28 days away.
I know it just started big time avalanching this week. So that whole hype is building. I'm sure we'll have a pull apart with them sometime this week coming up, just to get people more excited about it. But as long as they don't make a video for it on the cartoon channel like they did last year,
and that was hilarious.
And then they have to eat crow the whole. The guy who does John, I don't remember how to say his last name, but he did Ren and Stimpy, Chris Gafuck. Something I don't know what it was his name was, but
you're allowed to say that on the radio.
I don't know how to say his name, but it's like he made the video and it was like pretty cool, you know. And then
it just popped up in my news feed as a, you know, thing that happened in the past today.
Yeah. Oh, was that?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's pretty cool because that did start about a year ago, and they had the whole, you know, John Jones and actually I think they had John Jones made look much better than Daniel Cormier in the cartoon.
Well, the cartoon. Cormier just ate cake the whole time.
Yeah, that's coming. So that's coming up a month from now, but we do have 213 a week from today, and it's pretty cool. But we'll be there. There'll be prizes all and drink specials all night long, and all your friends will be there, and everyone's for free, no cover charge. So come on out to Salvatore Saloon or Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 213. We go to the garage door. It's, you know, closer to home. And if we don't, Chuck will kill us. So it's like, nevertheless, we'll be there. Also,
he's not joking.
Beyond that, you're interested in roller derby? That's what I was doing last week. I was out in Philadelphia calling a tournament, which was pretty cool. You fancy yourself a skater, maybe even an announcer, or the job of being an official more up in L.A., Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and become one of them, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby, or the men's team, too, which is the Flower City Cheer. We're always looking for more skaters, as well as, you know, more people who want to help out, volunteers. And we have a game coming up at the end of July, which it's in the same place we were last time, so it ought to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about this past week in the world of wrestling. First, I'm going to start off with just a sad note. Friend of the show, from local Tough Enough 2 winner here
Tough
in
town.
Tough Enough 3 winner here in Rochester, Matt Capitelli from Caledonia, had a resurgence of his brain tumor, had to have surgery this past week. He said before he went in that they knew they weren't going to be able to get it all out, so that means he's got to have radiation after that, too. He did make it through the surgery great. He was thumbs up and cheerful after that, so that happened, but it was a much larger tumor, and there's a portion inoperable. So we're keeping, you know, saying our prayers and, you know, keeping him in our thoughts and everything. But Matt is a friend of the show, has been up in the studio a few times. Have a great picture of Matt with Luke Harper in the studio. I probably ought to go find that someplace. That time he came up and gave us all the videos, Ohio Valley Wrestling videos, that he was like, he was the focus of that show and was about to jump to Raw. And that's when they found that he had the brain tumor. But, I mean,
Who would have known taking a chair shot and getting a concussion would lead to what it's led to for him?
Yeah, it probably saved his life, if you think about it. It probably saved his life because it was happening whether he got hit in the head or not. The way he blacked out, he said, is the reason that they took him to the hospital and did the MRI. So it was, but you know, he used to come up and visit us, and it's like he brought us the flavor shirts, and he was so good to us and good to Rochester. I mean,
he came down and trained the ring when he was off too.
Yeah, remember that? Remember
when he got in trouble?
Yeah, he got in trouble for training in the RCW ring.
My bad.
RCW? Yeah. You know, and, you know, talking with a lot of the students, you know, and that's where he met Luke Harper. And then, you know, and then when Luke was, when John Huber was part of this show, that's when Matt came up, and they have, I have a great picture of them too in the back of the studio. And maybe I'll find that and post it up on our Facebook page, but all our thoughts are going out for Matt Capitelli. You can friend him on Facebook and follow his path. He's been a personal trainer, and he's been working in Ohio Valley Wrestling for the last couple of years, training newcomers into business. So he really has a lot to do with that group down there right now, and he's a great kid. He also got in trouble too, because we went to Salvatore's, Pizza Pasta Cafe. Remember that, Danger Boy?
Yeah.
And we had him taking pictures out in front of it, pointing up at the sign and stuff, and then the people in the office said it looked like he was promoting it or advocating it, and so I just asked him to do that when we were taking the pictures. He came down and got a free meal and then all these kids showed up and, you know, everyone wanted to meet him, and he was sitting at a table and we never got to talk to him for like 2 seconds that day. Not only was it him, but also a cameraman from the Tough Enough 3 too, who lived in the area too, and he was hanging out with Matt the whole time. They were really great guys, and I still follow the camera guy too. He does other reality TV shows besides, you know, he's done that over the years, but we're keeping Matt in our thoughts, and, you know, it's sad, but you know what? He's a fighter, and he's got, you know, he's, He's got the divine power on his side, so we'll see how that works out. And we'll start with that. But let's talk about some things this past week. And I know we've been talking about it the last couple weeks, but I gotta say, I'm loving what's going on with Joe and Lesnar. It's like this is the way Lesnar should be used for every matchup. You know, I mean, he waited a while, but now he's been on every week for a while. So it's like. I mean, and the way that, I mean, especially the sneak attack. So does that make, like, Joe the heel then of the two?
Oh, yeah.
So, Danny, you think that? You think, because both are heels. Both come out being, you know, arrogant heels. That's a tough one.
It is. Honestly, this is one of those fights where face heel doesn't matter. People just want to see these two go at it.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I love, you know, you guys were talking last week, I was listening to the show about how Lesnar's head turns red as soon as you put him in a headlock.
Yep.
That worked perfect, by the way, with the Coquina clutch there, you know, on Monday night. He just touched him, and all of a sudden his face is red, and they're just focusing in on it. And they know that that's how his body reacts when he gets, you know, starts getting his blood pressure elevated, his head goes red.
Well, you know, when you don't really have a neck.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really hard to cinch that on when you don't have a neck.
He is having a hard time getting around whatever that his head goes into his body by. Because
he's like a turtle.
Yeah, it was. But it was great because he sold it. Like, I mean, listen, Brock, this is not like the Goldberg Brock stuff. This is way 100 times better.
This is, so I was listening to Wade Keller and Steve Austin talk about this from his podcast this week. And they were saying that it's probably a case of Lesnar and Heyman both see something big in Joe that probably wasn't seen beforehand. So they're using what influence they have to turn heads. And, like, you should be pushing this guy to the moon because this is awesome.
Without a doubt. You know,
especially his promo with Paul when he, like, pats him in the head and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Joe, too. That's, you know, that's...
Joe promos without Joe yelling are his best promos.
Oh, without a doubt.
He does great, intense promos, but his promos where he's calm and collective and looks like he's going to kill you still are awesome.
I think without a doubt. And Joe, I mean, I'm loving, I mean, he is doing those promos. I think, you know, because like when he threw the mics away, when he choked out Heyman a couple weeks ago, he just whispered in his ear, but they had, of course, the mic on the camera right up in his face. So you could hear what he was saying, but it's like just that psychopathic feel you get from him when he's like, I want you to send a message to Brock Lesnar. And he goes, you're going to feel the wind be constricted out of your neck and your blood stop flowing to your brain. He goes, I want you to remember that. And it's like, that was just psychopathic. That was like real Norman Bates stuff going on there, you know? And so Joe is the heel in this whole thing, but it's like, I'm cheering for both for a good match. I think we'll get it out of him. Joe, even though he's not the prototypical WWE-shaped body, is one of those guys who can, like, arrange a 15, 20, 25-minute match and just have it go and have it swing in so many directions that, you know, highs and lows, you know, and everything, that it's just gonna, I cannot wait to see this. You know, and I have a terrible feeling we're building this up and it's going to turn into the women's Money in the Bank match.
We didn't build that up.
No. I know, but they did. They built it up for quite a long time. And we did get the, shifting focus a little bit. We got the final of that this week.
Which just proves that everything that happened at Money in the Bank was absolutely pointless.
Yeah. And you know.
And probably they're just responding to backlash from it.
But you know what? I felt that that's how it was going to go anyways. I mean, even the second time around. There was, you know, because they spent way too much time with Carmella and a no neck guy, you know, I mean, who probably could use
no chin,
no chin guy. I'm sorry, he has a neck. It's all neck up to his bottom of teeth, you know. You know, he could use a neck implant. They do that here in Rochester. There's a plastic surgery place that could give him a chin.
Two for one. We'll give him a chin and we'll give Lesnar some neck.
Yeah, Lesnar might cost a little more. He's a bigger guy, you know, more product is stuck.
A lot of reshaping. And-
yeah, but they spent way too much time with her even after they took that from her. So that's immediately why I assumed she was going to get it again, especially when, you know, Daniel Bryan starts out last week SmackDown and she comes first one come out to interrupt him and everything. But it wasn't bad. I mean, that second one was a better match than the first one. Obviously,
he took the crotching off the ladder like he should have. So that's that was the payoff on that part. But it also leads to, it's going to be her and Becky, it looks like.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see payoff with Ellsworth getting slapped around by Becky a little bit.
Oh, I think we're going to see Becky and Ellsworth match if they can do it someplace. Because it's like
they would have to be pay-per-view or, you know, the network, because USA doesn't allow them to touch the women.
Oh, yeah? She's bigger than him, isn't she? I know Charlotte is. I just feel bad for all those girls lost in the wayside of that whole match, too, because at the last 3 minutes of that match on TV was fantastic.
I think you just love my daughter.
You love my... And I'll say something about Tamina. She's not the same Tamina we saw before her knee injury. You know, she's just different.
Is it a different person, like the Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah, it might be another Tamina out there now. No, but I think this Tamina has been at the... she's been grazing a bit, we'll say. Okay.
Had a good text come in. What if Heyman turns on Brock and goes with Joe?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. Joe's the kind of guy Heyman would
that
go
would be
with.
Great.
It would make Brock a super face. But then we'd have, how would we set up the Roman Reigns Brock at WrestleMania next year?
Who cares?
You set that up with Roman Reigns versus John Cena.
Well, the rumors are that might be scrap now.
Good. Oh, I would love that. I hate when they tell you a year in advance.
There's been a lot of buzz recently that because of the way this Joe Lesnar thing has been going, WWE might get Lesnar Reigns out of the way at SummerSlam.
I'll take
that. So they can shift things around.
Then that would make perfect sense for why Joe would lose at the next pay-per-view if that so happens, if someone interferes and makes that happen. This sets up a lot of different things. I kind of like that when they change their plans based on how the crowd reacts. And I mean, Daniel Bryan's a perfect example. You know that. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the tweet this week about Daniel Bryan, but Cody Rhodes won the championship for Ring of Honor. And then Daniel Bryan says, if you hold it for 400 and some odd days, maybe someone can challenge you. You know, he's kind of hinting the fact that his contract's up in that many days and he's going to be back wrestling.
That's what the given belief is, that he's going to, if he can get a doctor to clear him and he's feeling okay, his body probably feels great, but if he can get over the concussion syndromes and everything, he'll wrestle again.
I was under the impression that it was just WWE doctors that wouldn't clear him.
It is. That's it. Everybody else but WWE. You know, and I mean, WWE, I mean, because of the uproar about this concussion in football and stuff, they don't, and also with, you know, all the problems that, you know, he who shall not be named, though we talked about, you guys mentioned it last week in the beginning of the show. 10 years ago, whatever, concussion probably had a lot to do with his skewed view of reality. And, you know, I'm not saying that he wouldn't have done what he did anyways, but he, you know, they looked at his brain and said it was the brain of a 77-year-old man.
With Alzheimer's.
So it's like, yeah, you know. And one last thing before we go to break here, you know, I think that this last week was the anniversary of the pipe bomb. I think it was the sixth year, was it, since the pipe bomb? And, I played it back and wanted to listen to it one more time because I just remember how exciting that made the business for the rest of the year after that, you know, and actually when he left and then he went to Comic-Con, then came back and everything. I think it was...
He went to some indie shows, too.
He did a couple indie shows. So we're going to go to break on that. We're going to be back on the flip side. Give us a call, 222-1280, *1280. We'll be back on the flip side. I am the Cash Man, and I'm here with DC Dan Cole, WB Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and you, and we got a lot more wrestling to talk, a lot of news this past week, a lot of things in the news we want to dabble on. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We're some southern boys with the prime of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain, and you can be next. You better give respect, because ain't nobody
breaking
this.
Forget this. Look at wrestling, WWE, life. You are my brother in life on this roller coaster. Life, the ups, the downs, bro. I cannot even begin to explain to you how much pride I took when Big Cass hit the gas and I was sitting shotgun on that journey.
Blue collar boys do it with their hands money.
Hey, Cougar Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value: steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Drive home and talk sports with a Rochester guy. I'm Carl Falk. Listen to me Monday 3 till 6 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
You're saying that I'm not on the level of Lonzo, LeVar, and the whole Ball family, the Big Baller brand. Understand, LeVar, that I am a champion, a proven champion. How many championships have you won? Two. How many championships have you won?
Three.
Wait, did UCLA win this year?
Now we know what the MIS stands for. Misinterpreted zone.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Had to go through a little bit of that terrible, terrible segment with Lonzo Ball and the Big Baller brand. And I love it. Ambrose comes out and he goes, hey, I get a free T-shirt at least. I mean, that was the best line.
And then he lost.
And yeah, he did. But that was the best line of the whole thing. It's like, you know, hey. You know, but that was a terrible, terrible segment. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight Empire at Culver, and we have some nice Donuts Delight donuts in here. Thank you so much, DC Dankle. I missed him a couple weeks ago, and it's like, I wish I had them last weekend when I was in Philly, but I know you guys got to have some donuts, and I appreciate you stopping every week for those, and appreciate Donuts Delight. We're going to get back into the talk of wrestling. What did you think about that terrible segment? I mean, first of all, if you don't really follow basketball, you may not know who Lonzo Ball is. But, I mean, he is a guy who lives in the world of WWE with the way what he says when he's doing interviews.
Lonzo doesn't. LeVar does.
LeVar. Yeah, Lonzo was a quiet kid on the way. He just, you know, he was pretty much kept his mouth shut. Everyone was
One of the best Father's Day commercials I've ever seen, though.
Yeah.
For Dick's, he just ripped his dad the whole time. This one time, my dad fired our coach because I didn't get enough touches. stuff like that, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But this was not hilarious.
Yeah, LeVar was terrible.
From the minute he walked to the ring.
Yeah, but he was like, he took his shirt off. He acted like a wrestler. He's even in his interviews, you know, he said some outrageous things, like he was better than Michael Jordan.
He would hold Michael Jordan 2 points.
Yeah, something like that. So it's like, and I'm sure Michael Jordan just chuckles, you know. But
he averaged 2 points at Washington.
So that, and you know, I was wondering, are they trying to bring in the celebrity again on the show? I mean, they're in Los Angeles, so there's tons of them in the crowd.
I think they're just trying to hit while he was. I mean, he was available. Lonzo had just been drafted the week before
to LA.
Do you hear people booing him? By the way, when he came out,
that's because everyone's sick of his crap.
I know, but that's where he's going to play his career. Well, and according to everyone who says anything, that he's going to be a Hall of Famer at eventually.
He tries to distance himself from his father as much as he possibly can. He keeps his mouth shut pretty good. His dad is just a big mouth.
His dad went to WWE School of Promo Cutting because, I mean, he's just a big mouth, yeah.
His dad's out there. I mean, yeah, it's good to stick up for your children and all that kind of stuff, but he's way over the top. And then his little brother decided that he was going to drop some suggestive language on TV.
Yeah, here's the funny, what could happen to be the funniest thing to me. If LeVar got paid for his appearance and all of a sudden his 15-year-old son can't play in the NCAA because he made money off of being on WWE.
I don't think he got paid because they had his shirts all over the ring. You know, he's just promoting his brand. I bet you it sold quite a few shirts.
Why did they give a live mic to a 15-year-old?
I don't know, because they wanted to see how many N-bombs he can drop, you know? It's like, and that's what happened, is like six or seven of them after, and it's like WWE apologized. And
it's not often I feel bad for The Miz, but he was trying to keep that
somewhere
going to where it was supposed to.
Supposed to be on the tracks, you know?
Yeah. And they had to send, it was obvious they sent out Ambrose early, because they cut off LeVar. It's obvious they cut to commercial early and went right to... I mean, I don't know if they were supposed to stay out there for the match at some point or not, but they went right to the match.
I hope not. That was terrible. It just was a train.
How could they not know that it was going to be a train wreck with this guy?
I'm pretty sure they said, too, the plan was for them to be at ringside for the match, but after that whole thing, they ushered them right to the back.
Well, you know, they put out a press release saying that we don't control what other people say, which is funny that they would say something like that.
And because they're a scripted show, they had to say, hey, this was not scripted.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and it's, you know, it's, I don't know, it's funny, but hopefully we never see that again.
Can we stop?
Yeah.
And not to mention that, I mean, before that, who's the guy from Transformers that they had on doing commentary? Josh Duhamel.
By the way, I loved it.
Shut up.
He's breaking kayfabe left and right. God. Oh, I got to meet Vince McMahon backstage. It's like, oh, Vince McMahon's here? It's like, that's the thing they don't ever want you to know is he's there for every show.
Right outside the curtain.
Yeah, it's like, and he's talking about, you know, he's talking about what a good guy Sheamus is. And, you know, he just met him today, but we're going to have a great time. We're going to blow things up.
And Sheamus is a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's like, I thought it was hilarious. I mean, just like left and right, this guy is just trash. And he didn't stay long, thank goodness. You know.
Doesn't it make you really miss the days where we had a guest host every week?
Yeah, you know, even if it was the anonymous general manager was better than that, you know. So I hate to think fondly of those days, but, it made Michael Cole heal, though, because he read them all the time. But I'll say one thing, too. You know, Eddie Money, I think, was in town last night. He was in Batavia last night, but he was all over the radio here in Rochester.
Is that where the Ascension went to see him?
I was going to say, did you guys see that?
That was great.
Fandango tried to bribe them with two tickets to Paradise to Eddie Money.
But they listen to thrash metal.
Yeah, but then they took the tickets at the end.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, he was on the Weeze yesterday, and I'm like texting Pauly. I said, Pauly, did you ask him about, you know, they're using his name on SmackDown? And I didn't get a chance to hear it, if he had ever got to that point, but Eddie Money was hanging out. He was up on all these shows this past week, and I'm surprised we didn't bump into him when we were coming in this morning. He could have come out and hung out with us if he wanted to, too. He likes Rochester, apparently.
But he's here every year.
He's like doing a play. There's like a play on our musical on his life that's going to be done at Kodak Theater. So it's, and I'm just thinking that's coincidence. Last night, because when I started texting you guys about SmackDown is like when I was watching it back. So and it was like that. Then he was in town like the next day. So it's like, oh man, it was like it was pretty wild. But there were some interesting things this past week on Raw. You could tell it's like someone's got an extended holiday coming up because. I think they're just like treading water on a lot of stuff. But
hey, next week is the big return of John Cena on SmackDown.
I know.
The free agent.
He's a free agent, but he's showing up on SmackDown where he was drafted to. Yeah, but now, you know, and so that kind of leaves a big question mark.
Obviously, apparently, if you leave to film a TV show, you become a free agent. It voids your contract.
Is he in the Battle Royal?
Is that's right. That SmackDown's
going to be
having a huge Battle Royal. Sure. Who knows? What does a winner get?
To face Kevin Owens.
Yeah, a chance to be the face of America.
Okay. Hey, and why not? And July 4th, it's July 4th, you know, so I think that's fantastic. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they started filming future episodes of Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
I've never been so excited in my life.
It's funny, and they said that they have new characters, including the New Day, which probably are going to ruin it. Seth Rollins, Rhino. I could see Rhino doing it. You know, he seems like an old school kind of guy. They were really giving him props on Monday, that's for sure.
We need more La Baba Grande.
Yeah, that's true. La Baba Grande, you're the 6'8" luchador.
Mas Rapido. Very hairy.
Yeah. It's a very funny show if you guys have gone to YouTube and watched them. It's the era I came from wrestling, you know, and it's all done in... And it's like these guys are such big fans that they knew exactly how to do it to make it, you know, start to make it... Parody-ish, we'll say, but it was very, very cool. I was looking through some of the news pieces. Now we finally see who Mike Kanellis might be taking on in his first feud when Sami Zayn comes out in the middle. Can you blame Sami Zayn for that or the production people? Because they started playing his music, you know? It wasn't like he just showed up without music.
You know what we can blame him for? Making Mike Kanellis take the Kanellis name.
We can blame Sami Zayn for that?
No. Well, I mean, we probably can. For some reason, he is from Canada.
That's true. He and Jinder and all the guys who are from elsewhere, but, you know, are all really from Canada. I'm not really sold on this Maria Mike Kanellis thing yet. I'm not.
Give it time.
I know, but it's tough because it's like, I mean, they did this virtually the same thing in TNA when they were there. And he never wrestled. I mean, it's like they spent more time kissing on stage than, you know.
And they get heat.
And, yeah, I know.
The people in the crowd can't get kissed, so they get mad.
You know, they all want to kiss Maria?
Wouldn't you?
You know, that's a good question. You're probably correct there. I think I would not. Yeah, but I mean, but, you know.
I've got a magazine from about 7 years ago that'll prove that fact.
Oh, yeah? Jeez.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
Well, her first run in WWE before she did that Trump show, right? Because you might not forget her now. She was on The Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right.
Yeah,
she was.
Actually, we had her on the show before she was eliminated, and she couldn't talk about it. She was like someone very accessible at times to get, and and now she's in WWE. We'll never talk to her again. You know, but she was also a musician, very talented girl, very talented woman. She,
fashion designer.
Yeah. She has just picked up a degree. WWE sent her to school when she left WWE, and she got a bachelor's degree and married and worked Ring of Honor for a bunch of years and then TNA. Do you think that she's like too far away for people to remember her? The younger generation who actually are the target of most of the programming of WWE?
I would say yes, and they are the target. But at the same time, it came out recently that the average age of the average viewer now is 54.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
So that's one, a very scary fact for the
WWE. So when are we going to see Lex Luger again then?
He's not in ring shape.
No. He'll probably never go in the Hall of Fame. But if at 54, if that's true, then I don't know what are they aiming at when they're aiming for the youth and they're getting 54-year-old
people?
They're
swinging and missing is what they're doing.
They're trying, but they're not succeeding.
True. 222-1280 starts over. I know it's a holiday weekend. I know a lot of people are going away and stuff, but I know there's a lot of people out there listening too. So we're going to take a break. You can give us a call at 222-1280. And we'll talk some wrestling with you. There's a lot of things going on besides WWE, too. I mean, like I said, Cody Rhodes, new Ring of Honor champion.
Slammiversary tomorrow.
And Slammiversary, yeah. And I tried to get JB on the show. It's like, because I want, I mean, that's, you guys want to get.
Really weird to say Global Force Wrestling Slammiversary.
You guys want to get together tomorrow?
And New Japan's G1 USA special today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there's so much going on.
Cody Rhodes versus Okada. Come on.
222-1280 starts. We'll be back right after these messages.
Came out here like a coward while I was down and he picked the bones. And then he challenged me to an ambulance match at Great Balls of Fire. And I've been in a lot of different types of matches, a lot of stipulations, but I've never been in an ambulance match. So I accept your challenge.
Hey, Kuja Kuja, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Tonight, the Red Wings and Iron Pigs go head-to-head in Pennsylvania, and we are there. Wings pregame begins at 6:15 tonight on Rochester's number one sports station, Fox Sports 1280.
Off your slop, they calling me Pop. I'm rolling in bands, riding around in a beat up July. Hey, dog, pros want a cop, but they are just not away. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me? Well, you probably are. Ask about nice to meet you. So good to see you. Bros want to act hard, you need to take it easy. Soft.
Welcome back to the Pink Link. Hopefully we don't ever have to hear this again.
Well, we'll hear it for one of them.
I was going to say, somebody has to get it in the divorce.
2-2-2-12-8.
It was kind of good. They kind of set up people to actually believe they were getting back together by having Big Cass come down to the same music.
And apologize.
And apologize. Yeah. You know, if he had come down to different music, he would have been a dead giveaway.
Well, he was still...
It was pretty much dead giveaway anyway.
He was still head-to-toe in black, remember? Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't wearing, you know, the Cass and Enzo shirts or anything. So 2-2-2-12-80, Star 1280. We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing? Let me guess. You're calling about Ring of Honor.
Actually, sort of. I was going to talk about the tweet that went out yesterday from the Bullet Club saying, "Hi, CM Punk."
Oh, yeah?
Which was interesting. They did a group shot, and it was every member of Bullet Club that was on the roster for G1, and it was "Hi, CM Punk." And he hasn't been on his Twitter in a month, so I'm just really curious if, you know.
That's not true because he put out the thing about Pipe Bomb the other day. He's the one who alerted us to the holiday.
I didn't even see it. Sorry, but I know he doesn't have much to do now that he was kicked off MTV. So.
Yeah, because he lost every challenge. Yeah,
yeah, you know, real premier athlete there, Chief. but I was just curious. What do you guys think? Could he come back? Is this a possibility, or is this just another stupid tease?
Hell yeah, he's coming back. I just don't know when, but he will be.
But it'd be nice. I mean, would you want to see him in Ring of Honor? Would you want to see him back? I guess. Dream scenario, what would be the best angle you think for him to come back for?
I think New Japan would be the best way for him to get back into wrestling, outside of the country.
Except going against the Bullet Club, he shouldn't join them.
He could be the Diamond Dallas Page against the NWO, you know?
Why would you bring that name up?
Well, because he was like the one lighthouse, you know.
Sting was the one lighthouse. Diamond Dallas Page was...
No, Sting was hanging out in the rafters every week, okay? He wasn't doing anything.
And if it wasn't for Sting, Page would have died.
Several times.
Yes.
True. But I'm just saying it's like that. You know, maybe that's where we're going. You know, I would love to see Punk back. Punk can make a ton of money. Right now, maybe he's not as sick of wrestling as he used to be. You know, most of his major friends are wrestlers. You know, so it's like, even though him and actually Colt Cabana had a huge falling out and they're not friends anymore. But beyond that, still, he's, you know, he's still friends with Batista. He's still friends with all these guys, you know, and they talk wrestling. And, you know what? You get away from it for a while. Maybe, you know, it helps build the fire back up. I'd love to see him back. I think he could burn the house down again. He's definitely the kind of guy that could reinvigorate certain aspects of this sport that have been lost.
It would be a lot of fun. And I think with the way New Japan's going is, you know, the rumors about WWE setting up for a raid, and they sent Finn Balor. I was almost going to call him Balor, damn it. They sent Balor over.
All right, I'm influential. Oh, no. Thank you, sir. I just moved up two notches on the influential level. Go ahead.
Yeah, you owe me a selfie session, according to Dan. I don't know if you realize that or not, but he kind of gave me an award, and I don't know if I want to cash it in.
No. You got the award if you were correct, which you were not.
No. You said I got the award anyway for yelling at Baldy.
Right. I gave you a secondary award.
It's Baldy, Walter, whatever he wants to call in as to hide his identity from week to week because he's afraid of actually going up against someone head-to-head because, oh, I'm sorry, we thought we wanted to make fun of Jinder, and it blew up right in your face.
Oh, yeah. I listened to last week's show. I heard that.
So, yeah. I loved how I called him out, and then all of a sudden the next caller is a guy named Walter, who's never called in before, who suspiciously sounds like Baldy. It was uncanny how they sounded alike.
Dude, you live in the same town. You don't want to bump into Baldy, okay? He's an MMA guy, okay?
Oh, damn. Well, bye, Baldy.
Okay. No, go on. Let's stop distracting you from where you're going. I would love and nothing more than see Punk back. That's when because I went back and watched the Pipe Bomb after it was posted, and it's like, you know what? That was so groundbreaking. They had to shut his microphone off because they said he was going to sit out there until he said something that made him shut the microphone off, and they shut the microphone off. So he obviously hit a nerve. It started with him just bashing John Cena. You know, I mean, and not bashing him and saying he liked him, but he's the biggest politician in the back, you know, and stuff like, you know, stuff that, I mean, obviously, you know, guys like us who are, you know, deep into this know that, but the whole world didn't know that, so.
I still, to this day, would love to know who made the decision to give him an open mic.
You know, I got to tell you one thing, too. Paul Heyman's name was brought up. It was one of those ones you couldn't say on TV until Punk brought him up, and then that kind of reinvigorated Paul Heyman's career. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it was, you know, he went to Vince McMahon and said, I'm leaving after this title match. And he goes, you want to see some spike and some, you know, huge spike, at least on the internet, I mean, and excitement in this business. Give me 5 minutes on the mic.
And he made it absolute gold. And quite frankly, there hasn't been many promos like that since. And I kind of miss that aspect of wrestling where you don't know what's going to happen next, where there is a little bit of, you know, you never know what he'll say when he has a mic in his head. So it'd be fun to have that mystery. And I really kind of missed it a lot. I've been watching a lot more New Japan lately. I'm really excited about G1. I find it very interesting that Okada and Omega are in the same block. And I think that's the first time I've ever heard of that the reigning world champion is actually in the G1 climax.
Oh, really?
How is that? But he's in the block. He's in Omega's block.
No, the G1 climax is kind of like the King of the Ring, right? You know, it's an elimination tournament, right?
I have the feeling, though, that with them being in the same block and the fact that the title isn't on the line,
we're going to see,
this will be the time where Omega beats him.
Yeah,
because every other chance Omega's had to hit One Winged Angel on him, he's either ducked out of or he's been close to the ropes to get himself out of. We've never seen Okada actually really kick out of a One-Winged Angel before. So I really am curious to see if they actually pull this off. If they do Omega Okada 3 inside the G1 tournament, would Okada want to add a little spice to it and maybe put the title on the line, knowing that, you know, the winner of G1 automatically gets in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom? That's what's really interesting about this is they could have essentially maybe Okada say, hey, I'll put the title on the line during the block. Omega beats him. Okada goes to win G1 and then goes on and we've got our rematch at Wrestle Kingdom for next year.
How about this? How about Omega beats him and then wins the whole tournament and then they just build off of that until Wrestle Kingdom?
I would find that interesting. The only thing I see being a block to that is Kushida because Kushida's having a hell of a year. And he's in A block. Originally he was in B block, but then they moved him to A block because they did not have any real contenders in A block, which was making it interesting. They had all the firepower in B block, but they made a change. So now you've got these two blocks, and like in B block are Omega, Bad Luck Fale, Okada, Elgin, a bunch of other guys. And in A block, you've got most of Suzuki Gun and Kushida, which just is very interesting.
I also wouldn't shy away from putting some money on Naito.
You're right. Naito is in the A block, too. He lost the Intercontinental title, didn't he?
He lost it to Tanahashi.
Yeah, and he was spending like the last 3 weeks before just beating up the title because he said it was crap.
Trying to pay for stuff with it. It was fantastic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was walking to the ring, and he was just basically like swinging it like a bat against the guardrails and against the ring post trying to break it.
No, trying to make a hardcore title out of it, right?
It essentially did turn into a hardcore title. Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I deserve better than this, and then he lost the belt. So, yeah, he's open. So it's definitely going to be a very interesting tournament. I don't think it's single elimination, Dan. Remind me.
It's points-based.
Oh, it's points-based?
It's points-based.
Is Jim Ross calling this one, too?
I know Jim Ross is calling the G1 special, which don't be confused. They're calling the special in California over the next 2 days the G1 USA special.
Yeah.
But it's not the official G1.
Gotcha.
That'll be later this month.
Yeah, this one the next 2 days in LA is one of the days is Okada and Cody, and then they're gonna have a championship tournament for the New Japan U.S. title. They're going to make a U.S. title, and I'll bet a Ring of Honor guy wins it because there are a lot of Americans in this tournament, so I'll bet it goes to a Ring of Honor guy.
Aren't half their titles on Ring of Honor guys already? Don't the Young Bucks have the three man? I'm trying to remember. They won a title on the last pay-per-view.
I think the Young Bucks have one of the tag sets for New Japan.
They have the junior. They have
the junior heavyweight tag title, yeah.
They're like six-time champs in New Japan with that title.
Cool. Man, anything else, brother?
No, you guys have a good one.
Thank you.
I'll be watching on New Japan.
I will say keep all your fingers and toes intact. Be careful of the July 4th.
Why? Because it's more fun that way.
No, no, no. You don't want to. Yeah, cause look what it did to the who is it? The Giants defensive player.
As long as you don't lose a thumb, you're okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, the opposable thumb is a very important.
Try to give up your pinky if you have to give up anything.
Yeah, I've talked about that before. So I'd give mine for money. But hey, well, take it easy, buddy.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, 2-2-2-12.
Say what you will, but that incident with Jason Pierre-Paul, it gave me the best name for my fantasy team that year, JPP's Fireworks Factory.
All right. I just got a call by Baldy, by the way. He's going to listen to this week's show, and then he's going to call and respond next week. So, but, you know, now you guys have started something. We got Rashawn on the line. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I was waiting for somebody else to call out Scott on that.
Okay.
But, I just got one quick one. Am I the only person that when I hear the Canela theme song that I instantly want to break out a guitar?
you said a sitar? No, a guitar.
A guitar.
A guitar, you know, like from the 80s hair bands, the guitars.
Yeah. You know,
never gonna give you up.
Yeah, terrible stuff. It does. You know what? Maybe we could get that. What's the guy's name on Raw who plays the guitar now?
Elias Sampson.
Have him come out and play something. Maybe spike his hair a little bit, though. He looks like kind of like the Macho Man with a guitar in his hand. So, but yeah, but no, yeah, it makes me sick because I'm not really into this angle yet. So it's got to go someplace quick.
And I am upset that we were deprived of the Elias Sampson Trio's debut this week.
I know. What the heck was that? You know, it might have been even in a different language too. You know,
I've never really watched a lot of Mike Bennett. I know I'm familiar, but I'm not very acquainted with what he's been doing. And I don't know about the angle, but the character, and I just don't know right now. So I'm just kind of sitting back and enjoying the ride on him. So
again, yeah, if he actually, they let him get in the ring soon, although I think his first program with Sami Zayn could be good.
Mike Bennett's a great wrestler. He's a very good wrestler. We'll see that.
When he does it.
Yeah, when he does it, yes. And maybe when his wife's not interfering on his behalf. But, I have hope for it, but I didn't really like that whole gimmick when it was in TNA, so it's kind of like we're reliving it. They did it very short time in TNA because they were coming from Ring of Honor straight to TNA, kind of doing it from Ring of Honor to TNA a little bit more blown out of proportion, and then Maria kind of went off and did the women's division stuff, and then Bennett had some great matches with EC3. He had some great matches with just the whole upper echelon of TNA, and then they got fired when Jeff Jarrett came back. Or no, I think their contract ran up. Their contract ran out, and they didn't get re-signed. So we're getting what they were doing in TNA to a little bit higher extreme, more production value. Stupid hearts floating on the damn screen behind you, you know, and I don't know. Yeah,
that's so dumb.
Yeah, I know it is dumb. So, anything else, brother?
Last thing. Speaking of Mike Canellis Bennett, whatever we're going to call him, he had a very, very good interview recently on the Edging Christian podcast. So, if you guys haven't heard that, it's really, really good. So, you get to learn a lot about how he got into the business and stuff. Like, I respect how he got into the business, but like I said, I'm just not acquainted with what he's been doing.
He's another guy. He's like Luke Harper. He's like Dean Ambrose. Guys who went through these like smaller team companies like Evolve and stuff and got their opportunities in Ring of Honor. And Ring of Honor was like a big stepping stone for a lot of these guys to where they are now. So, yeah, I know a lot about him. It's just that, you know, I mean, really, he's still a young man too, you know. And it's like, you know, and he's got a hot wife, so I'll give him that, man. But Rashawn, you have a great fourth, and don't blow any fingers or toes off, okay?
I'm actually going to be going to Colonial Williamsburg with my son that witnessed a reading of the recreation reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, very cool.
So have a great one, guys.
You too, man. Take it easy. 2-2-2-12-80. Start over. We got one more call before we take a break. This is Fran from Buffalo. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yes, good morning. I'm watching XS TV, AXS, Channel 299 in Buffalo. I don't know what it is in Rochester, but they're carrying an all-day marathon of the New Japan Pro Wrestling, and they have that deal with Cody on live at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That is AXS is – that's the channel that I believe the owner of the Mavericks owns, right? Is that
– No, he was –
Was it AXS? I thought it was AXS.
It was HDNet.
Oh, HDNet. But I think HDNet is AXS TV now. I think they changed names and everything.
It's separate in Buffalo. Yeah. Separate.
Now, let me question. Is JR doing the commentary?
On everything, yes.
It's him and Josh, what's his name? The MMA guy.
I'm not sure, but
his partner.
Definitely.
Yeah, good. Yeah, man, definitely check it. So we do get it in Rochester, I think, on our upper channels. You have to go through, I think, like the sports channels, like 200 and 300, maybe even as high as 400 here. But, yeah, Access TV, it's one of those ones you have to pay a couple extra dollars for if you want it. But that's awesome. They're doing all – it's a whole weekend they're doing? So they're just like
– I don't know about all weekend, but all day today for sure.
Man, Fran, thank you so much for letting us know that, man. Never going to check it when we get out of work today, okay?
I sent a text. I didn't know whether you had gotten it or not.
I had not seen it yet, but you texted.
I sent it right about 10 o'clock. So
okay, I did.
Okay, very good.
Oh, hold on a second. I do see it. Wait a second. No. Yeah, there it is. Access TV in Buffalo, Spectrum Channel 299.
Right.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Fran. Man, I appreciate it. And man, enjoy it. There's some good stuff on there, and JR does a great job with that.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody.
Yeah, have a great 4th, too. 222-1280. We're going to go to break on that note. One more segment, man, if you want to give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
He's the one and only Dan Patrick, and he talks sports with you Monday, 9 till noon, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
It's a new day, man. In fact, today's July 1st. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. We're here with Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole. And you, and thank you so much for listening. We've got one segment left.
Really quick, to follow up on Fran's call, Access is not available on Spectrum in Rochester. I just looked it up on their website. It is on DirecTV and Dish Network, though.
Oh, we're going to have to change that.
I'm sure it will change.
I think we'll get LeVar Ball. Maybe we'll get him on that. He can make that change for us, right?
No.
No? You don't think Big Baller Brand?
I never want to see him again.
You don't think the Big Baller Brand's going to do anything? Okay, so we got one. So we might as well do some news. We got John Cena. Big note, he's coming back this July 4th. Of course, you know, if he comes out with a 2x4 and an American flag, you know where he's going. But it is July 4th.
Oh.
So just a little bit.
Hey there, tough guy.
I just saw, this is neat news. WWE Hall of Famer Arn Anderson is going to be holding a training seminar on Friday, July 21st in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a $100 seminar, limited to 25 participants. So if you're into learning something from one of the best in the business, AIW at AIWWrestling.com, $100, you get to
At this point, that might already be sold out.
It might be, I know, because when I found this news, it was earlier this week. I don't know if you, did you guys talk about it at all, Seth Rollins being on the cover of WWE 2018 or 2K18?
I mentioned it briefly.
Did you? I don't know what a big deal is that. Is that like a Jinx thing, you know, it's like the Sports Illustrated Jinx or, you know?
No, it hasn't done the same thing as Madden.
No, not that's right. It was Madden that was the jinx.
Yes.
Some news. Randy Orton's going to be making a movie with Seth Green and Brecken Meyer. It's going to be called Changeland. So I think they're going to be writing Randy off of TV for a little bit.
He'll probably get injured in the Punjabi prison match, maybe.
Yeah, I remember the Punjabi. Remember, wasn't the last time they had that? They had like the bamboo spikes sticking out the top and stuff. Yeah, it was.
It's got like two different layers.
Yes, yeah. There's like the inner ring and the outer ring.
That's not
like
good.
Like the kennel from hell.
Yes.
One last thing.
Really cool.
This weekend is Impact Wrestling's pay-per-view. Their only pay-per-view for the whole year, and we get to see our good friend Jeremy Borash tagging with...
Are we sure they're not doing Bound for Glory?
Are they doing Bound for Glory? Right now,
I do not know.
Nothing else has been announced yet, so...
Except for the name change.
Yeah, except for the name change. They are now Anthem... or was it...
Global Force.
Global Force Wrestling.
Which they acquired it and then took the name.
They did. So, we got to get out of here, guys. I want to thank you for coming.
Real quick, Cash, an event for people to go to next week before they come join us for UFC. Upstate's going to be having their Red, White, and Bruised on July 8th. The name of their event is Red, White, and Bruised. At the Eagles Club, 6 to 9. Gates open. The doors open at 5:30. Check it out online. There's a few matches announced. But, again, support our local wrestlers, please.
Definitely, and and then we of course got the home runs and
headlocks and home runs.
That's coming up too as well. And Danny, there's a show on Batavia. You won tickets to last night.
Yeah, IWF running out of Batavia. Tony Atlas,
yeah,
Paul London going to be there.
Okay, folks,
they had a great show last night. Legos used as a weapon. How could you not love it,
guys? Thank you.